Hello, everyone. First of all, this is a pop-up live. And what that means is that I am going live because something's going on. And I feel like we could just use a little extra love. We could use a little extra something. And I'm not 100% sure if I'm even getting through. So let me see if something's happening here. Let's see if y'all can see me. I'm not 100% sure if y'all can actually see me. So let me go back over here. If anybody comes in, here we go. We've got some people coming in. So you're probably going to need to fast forward just a minute or two on this one, just because I can't tell if I'm having problems on the Facebook side. When you get here, you can see me. Okay, great. I'm using basically what's called a third-party app, which means that I'm using somebody else to broadcast in just so we can see the flip chart. So it's a very complicated thing, but I want to give people a little bit of time to get in here. Number one, what we're going to do is I'm doing a pop-up live, which means that it wasn't planned. I was just kind of scrolling the Facebook group, and sometimes big things happen in the world. And as you can tell, I was not prepared to go live with y'all. I have just recently in the last 2 hours worked out, plus got a spray tan. So I am sticky, stinky, and overly bronzed in the moment. It washes off much better than it looks right now. But I want to talk about the school shooting that happened in Texas. And I know that I have been, I have cried many times today over it. The girl that gives me my spray tan, she is a teacher. She came to spray me. She's pregnant right now. She was having a tough time. We talked about it. She kind of told me what she was going through. She happens to teach kids who are on the spectrum, and trying to talk to them about it. So it's, it's just one of those tough times, you know? So I want to give y'all something that you can watch and hopefully something that you can do with your feelings and do with your emotions. Because I know that a lot of us, when things are triggering, when things are traumatic, when we reach a certain threshold, we tend to want to eat. And I don't want y'all to eat through it. I want y'all to use these types of situations to get in touch with yourself, to just be there for yourself, to like really learn how to go through the yucky emotions, because that's why most of us are eating. We're eating when we experience those. So if just let me know in the comments if you can still hear me. I'm going to tell my team to let me know if y'all can hear me. And then if somebody left me a poop emoji, I'm not sure. That was Betsy. Betsy always uses the poop emoji when she's acknowledging. So we're going to just go through this process. I'm going to assume that y'all can hear me just fine. And then if you have questions, you can put them inside the chat there. I'm actually been able to see your comments. Sometimes I can't, but I can see y'all. So, just if you want to talk about it, talk about it, but let me go through everything. And then at the end, you can post your questions if you have any, or if you just want to give each other some love, whatever you want to do. So when we have a traumatic event, when something big happens in the world, recently I did one of these type of sessions for Ukraine when the war in Ukraine started. We had lots of Nobius women who have sons and daughters in the military. We have Nobius women all over the world. I have coached several who live around Ukraine and what that means for them, those kinds of things. So if you want to go back to the membership site, I'm sure somebody from my team is here. Will you also link the video that I did about Ukraine? Because it has some tools. I know that I think it's going to be in the public podcast too. Not the one I did for y'all, but another variation of it. So you can use that. But what I really wanted to focus on today was feeling the feelings. I think that's one of the things that many of us don't do enough of when things like this happen. So I want to walk y'all through how to feel a feeling. And one of the things that if you will go to the Nobius course over on nobiuswomen.com, I'm just talking about the now process, but I'm just going to say it one more time because I think that when we're in raw emotion, some of you may be here and you may be upset. Even if you're not upset about this, maybe there's something else going on in your life or whatever. Like it's even hard for me to talk about. But this is what process and emotion is. So you're upset. And the very first thing you want to do is, if you can, you at least want to try to acknowledge that you're having a feeling and what the feeling is. Sometimes it's not even in our nervous systems, like our nervous system is just going so hard that it's hard to do. I think for me, it's just sadness. I have thought about my baby all day and just, you know, I came home from the gym and I was just upset. I was listening to it on the news and I just went and hugged him. And, you know, I just, your brain just wants to think on these things when it hears it. And so when you process an emotion, you literally want to have it, but you want to step out of your side of yourself just a little bit. And so you want to, it's called witnessing what's happening in your body. It lets you just see that an emotion is literally just your brain releases chemicals. And those chemicals, they go through your body and they vibrate and they trigger tears. They trigger heart palpitations. Like my chest is really tight. And so you just sit there with it. And you literally are just like I'm crying and it's hard to breathe. And like my throat feels painfully tight. It's almost like somebody has their hand on it. And like my lungs can't expand the way I want them to. It's like, I feel like I'm gasping for the air. You know, it's just all of that anxiety and tightness gets me bound up. And like my body is just like, this is intense sadness. This is fear. This is injustice. It's like all these feelings all at once. And so what you want to do is you want to just sit. I know that sounds crazy, but you literally just like, you just want to sit and you want to acknowledge, I'm going to breathe and I'm just going to pay attention to every single piece of my body that's feeling this right now. What this does for you. Like, I already feel better just having talked to y'all about it. And just, this is the power of it. It's not that I feel happy. My thoughts haven't changed. None of that's happened, but my body feels like it got an opportunity to release, that those chemicals got to go through my body. And while you're witnessing the emotion, the magic that happens is that your body feels like it can do what it needs to do, and you're slowing down all the thoughts that are triggering it. The brain, especially when you're focusing, can really only focus on one thing at a time. And so when you're witnessing what's going on in your body and you're allowing yourself to feel it, your brain goes into watching that. So it kind of just, it allows your brain to slow down. And when feelings are not processed, and in the coaching world, what we call it is processing an emotion, it's just feeling your feelings. If they're not able to be felt, then your brain traps them in your body. So you will feel physically tight. A lot of times people get sick when they've gone long periods of time without feeling their feelings. If you're constantly just letting them come to the surface and then eating to get away from them, those emotions get trapped in your body. That's why so many of us will notice, like after a stressful period, you might need a massage or you need something because you're so knotted up. And if you think about it, like when I first started talking to y'all, I was so bound up, I hardly could breathe. If I went and ate, I would not have gotten rid of those feelings. I would have distracted from those feelings. But my body, while I'm eating, it now just gets distracted. So now I've got a combination of some of the emotion is still trapped in my body. I didn't address what was wrong to create it in the first place. And now I've ate and probably going to use that as a noble distraction against what I'm actually worried about. So now I can just fret and worry that I'm overeating. And now I get to like worry about, instead of, you know, worrying about the safety of my child, I get to worry about the scale this week now. Instead of, you know, being sad for parents who are going through this, now what I'm going to do is be sad that I won't make my goal. Do you see how we make those trades? And so you want to feel the feelings. And the only way that I can explain it is to just do like I did, is you just sit with it and you put your brain to work on what is my body going through. I am crying. My throat is tight. And you just keep doing that until you start feeling a little release. That can take 30 seconds, can take 3 minutes. I have seen people, it take them 10 minutes of doing that. But most of the time, when your brain gets engaged on doing it, it does help. It helps all the time. Anytime you process an emotion, it's going to help. If nothing, even if the emotions keep coming back, what you're stronger for each one of those times. So it's important, because what ends up happening for you is you teach your body that the thoughts causing the emotion are separate. So it teaches you, I can handle feelings. Every time you process one, you prove to yourself, no feeling is too great for me. No feeling defeats me. Every feeling is valid. And I like to have a healthy relationship with my feelings. So one of the things is the next thing I want to tell you about, which is the four N's. So we want to kind of go through the four N's. And the first thing is just notice the thought. So once you've calmed down some, you want to now witness the thoughts that you had. So the first part is we're watching the emotion. And I like to think of it as not just witnessing, but I'm parenting myself through it. It's like I think about, like, as a child, one of the things that, you know, when we're scared, we want someone to hold us and we want somebody to be there with us with our emotions. And when you're watching your feelings, when you're allowing it to go through, it's like parenting yourself. The same thing is with the four N's. This is now like, we are now going to watch the thinking and we're going to parent ourselves through it. Because I think, like, in traumatic events, especially like this, what we really want is compassion for ourselves. We want compassion for where we're at. We want to understand ourselves. You know, I don't want to feel better about this situation. What I want is to allow myself to feel my feelings. I want love for myself, understanding of myself, patience with myself. Those are the things that we can do. So first is just notice what your thoughts are. I notice that I'm thinking about the shooting and that I think it's terrible. It's all the things, like, whatever you think is going on. And y'all, here's what I don't have my glasses on. Can't read comments. I do not want to see comments on us debating anything. This is about us. This is about our human condition. This is about, like, if you want to take a stand on something, go do that in your newsfeed, but don't do it in here, because that distracts us. When we start sharing our opinions about what we think should and shouldn't happen, we stop taking care of ourselves. We're now just sharing opinions. And that's fine. And I think that's great if you want to do it. But in here, our focus is always on, how do we care for ourselves in such a way that we get to have the life that we want to have? All right. So you're going to notice your thoughts. You know, a lot of mine today have just been about I will tell you one of my honest thoughts. Mental health for kids. You know, like, I think about when I was a child and I was so bullied and stuff, how isolated and alone I felt. I tried to kill myself. You know, I just couldn't take all of it. And I have a lot of my thoughts are around, how do we help more kids? And so you want to just notice them. The next step is you want to normalize. And so we want to normalize our thoughts. This is not to like dismiss them, to get rid of them. It's literally in this situation. Like for me, I know why I'm so upset. Like, I just, it brings up so much of my past. It brings up so much of like my isolation as a child. It brings up so much of, you know, it would be normal for me to be so upset. I have a child with autism. You know, I don't know if he would have known what to do in this situation. Like, my primal fears come up. So that's normal. It is normal that I think this way. It is normal that I feel this way. There is nothing going wrong with my emotions right now. And just knowing, like, there's reasons why this is so, like, triggering for me in my unique way, which, you know, you may or may not even be triggered by this. Some of you may be highly triggered by this. We just want to normalize it so that we're not judging ourselves like, I shouldn't feel this way. I shouldn't, you know, like, if I feel this, it's never going to end, or like whatever that we do, how we judge our thinking. We want to take that piece out and create the understanding. The next is the neutralizing part. Now, this again, we're not trying to just gloss over what has happened. That is not what we're trying to do here. When we neutralize it, we just want to separate what's happening from all of our thinking. So this can be calming for the nervous system. Some of the things that I wrote down for myself about neutralizing is, what's happened is there was a shooting. What's happened is there are children who died, two teachers who died. Like, rather than all of my thoughts about it, I'm just bringing it back to, this is what's happened. I also told myself in the neutralizing, I'm having feelings, because that is happening. I'm having feelings. I'm having thoughts. And the last one is, I have my child. For me, that's very comforting. You know, rather than me thinking like about worst case scenarios of what could have happened to Logan and what, you know, like, would he ever know what to do and blah, blah, blah. I'm going back to like, breathe. You know, Logan is safe. I have my child. And then the last part is your next best thought or action. And that's where I put, like, you know, sometimes you may not have a next best thought just yet available to you. Neutralizing and normalizing might be just enough to like allow you to keep going back to feeling your feelings when it happens. But I put, like, my next best action was hug my kid. You know, I can't tell you how many days I don't hug him. You know, I just forget. And I like made sure to do that today. Cry when needed. I mean, I have spontaneously cried a ton. I'm like ruining this, you know, big ass spray tan that I'm working here, but I'm okay with it. And then my next best thought for me is, I'm safe. Just doing what I've told y'all many a times, what I do is I pat my heart, hold my heart, and I'm just like, and I'm safe. My child is safe. We are safe. That helps me settle down so that I can just be with myself around all of this. So using the four N's is helpful. And this is how I would do it. Now, the next thing I wrote down is going into, what can I do? So what can you do for yourself? What can you do for your loved ones? What can you do for this situation? You know, I know many of you pray. A lot of us are going to be praying really hard for these parents and this community. You know, if there's, you know, if there's funds that get set up, often we can donate money. We can, you know, just be with ourselves every single day. I can journal about this. All the things that I can do, I can spend extra time with my child. Like, there are positive things we can do. The next one is, what won't I do? I think this is the four N's. I think, what can I do? What can I do? Are really good ways of things that you can do in your journal. So a lot of you ask me about like journaling. What is the benefit of journaling? How does journaling help? Like, are there things I can do in my journal? Situations like this, if you are a journaler, I promise you, sharing your experience in your journal with yourself is very helpful. So you make a list of what I won't do. For me, I refuse to eat over things like this. I just do. I am like, of all, like, you know, it like is so not helpful. It just doesn't change anything. It is likely to make me disengage and not feel like a process. It is more harmful for me. That is why I don't do it. Maybe some of you, that one of the things I'm not doing the rest of the night is watching the news. I've watched plenty of it. Some of you may say, like, what I won't do is watch more than 10 minutes on updates. Because here's the thing. You may need your nervous system may need a break. And that brings me to number five, which is protect your nervous system. You got to know your lines. You got to know what you can tolerate and what you can't. Right now, watching the news is highly triggering for me. You know, like hearing about what's happening is like, it's overriding my nervous system. So I'm not going to watch the news. I will have Chris watch it because it's not triggering for him. It's very different for him. He's had different life experiences. He's sad. I mean, he's not sitting there excited. He's sad about it. But his nervous system cannot tolerate it. And then I can get like anything I need to know, I am sure Chris will tell me. Just like even today, I've been trying to like I knew that the team noticed y'all talking about it. Then I noticed y'all talking about it. And y'all know me, I like to be responsive. I don't want something like just festering around and y'all not getting the help that you deserve. And so like one of the things I can do, I was like, I can go live. Like I might not be able to help those parents, but I can help my people. That's what I can do. And so, but for me, I got to protect my nervous system, which means feel my feelings, permission to cry, go to bed early tonight. Don't watch the news. Anything that you need to do to protect your nervous system, tell loved ones. If you don't want, if you're like, if you just need a couple of days of not hearing about things in order to get your nervous system regulated, then you do that. This works in all kinds of situations. If somebody wants to engage with you on it and you're not in a place where you can do it without, you know, wanting to eat, needing to escape yourself, it's too much for you. Tell people, hey, like, I appreciate you wanting to talk about it, but right now, it's just tell somebody in a nice way. It's like, it brings up a lot for me emotionally. And I need to make sure that I'm in a place emotionally where I can have conversations and I can hear about these things. I appreciate if you, like, if we talk about something else. So just being willing to protect your nervous system, it signals to your inner person. Like, you know, we always talk about our little inner people in there. We got your inner child, you got your inner bitch, you got your inner parent. We're like Sybil. We got a lot of inners going on in there. But it signals to that part of you that's scared with all of its worries and fears that when you start protecting the nervous system, that you have their back, that they can calm down some. All right. I'm going to scroll through the comments and see what people are saying. If there's any questions, somebody said it's okay. I can't see any names, so I'll just tell y'all that it's okay to not be okay. Definitely. We're humans. We are not supposed to be sitting around all the time unbothered by anything. One of the things I tell myself all the time is like, in cases like this, I want to be upset. I don't want to be so numb to life or so like hooked on Oreos that I just like can't tolerate. Now, this is a lot. I will give you like what's going on is a lot. But for all of you, I think one of the benefits of being in No BS is like we're trying to teach you to no longer hide from that stuff. How to start protecting yourself, like how to start feeling your emotions, how to start being there for you. I mean, your ultimate accountability partner is always going to be you. And like holding yourself accountable to like learning how to feel your emotions, maybe for the first time in your life. I know like it's taken my mom most of her life to like start expanding and feeling more emotions. A lot of us weren't raised that way. Let's see. I think that's my team making notes. If anybody has a question, will this be in replays? Yes, it will be in the replays. It's actually been right now for all of you who are watching in Facebook. I rarely do Facebook Lives anymore inside the group. I will just say that. So I don't want my newbies confused. This is not where we normally do things. But Corinne does drop videos every now and then, and I do come live every now and then when circumstances arise or I just have something that I feel y'all could benefit from. But anything I ever record, I promise you, we will get it into replays and we will get it into your private member podcast so that you always have it. So that like you don't need to ever feel like if you're not in the Facebook group, you don't get access to things. Like we do a lot of great things here. Like we support each other. The comments here, I'm sure, are really helping a lot of you just not feel so alone in this, in your thinking. I encourage y'all to talk more in this, in the comments of this video about what, you know, like just how you're using these tools. Like I made a list of what I can do. I made a list of what I won't do. Like when I processed my feelings, this is what it was like for me. Here's my four ends. You know, use that resource. Also for everyone who is watching this and says like, I would like to watch it right now because it is in the Facebook group. You can go to, my team will move this to the guides. It will be somewhere in the guides probably. If somebody will hashtag it, ask Corinne, because I did not put that in the description. If you put it in the comments, Corinne's advice, it should populate there. But if my team will just tell everybody where they can find it inside of the Facebook group tonight, that would be great. I think if you go to like, it's either photos, basically I have no clue, depending on if you're on your phone, if you're on your desktop, Facebook likes to give you 1,000 different options to find things, which I never fucking understand why. Trust me, we are working on a brand new website for y'all. It is going to be amazing. It's going to come out next year sometime. So don't everybody be like, whoa, new website tomorrow. No, like it's next year. This is a long ass project, but shit's going to all be named and easy to find. Trust me. That's why we're rebuilding everything from the ground up. Go to videos and media on Facebook. That's where you go. All right. People don't have any questions, but I just want to tell y'all, hang in there. It's okay to feel the feelings. It really is. It is. When you get to where the more you practice feeling your feelings, the more you feel like you can take bigger risks in the world, you can do more because you're not afraid. You're not afraid of being afraid anymore. Now you know how to breathe through being afraid. You understand your feelings and your body on a whole new level. And I will also say this about feeling feelings. You don't have to always start with the world's most traumatic ones. For some of you, if you're going to just start learning how to feel your emotions, don't wait for like your worst ones. Like, don't be like, all right, I'm going to do the crucible. You know, I'm going to wait until I'm alone, isolated, had a bad day, and having food urges. Time to feel my feelings. I want you to do it, but like, don't make that like the practice round, because it's going to be hard if you wait until that moment. And yeah, you'll get a bad taste in your mouth likely, and then you're not going to want to do it. It takes time to get used to it. So one trick is to start with good emotions. The next time you find yourself happy, the next day where you feel relaxed, or the next time you're just slightly agitated, maybe you get pissed at the grocery store. Maybe you're like me, who is trigger happy at a grocery store. Trust me, I don't know what is with me. I must have a story galore about how grocery shopping should go down, because I am always pissed at somebody at a grocery store. Either somebody's bothering, like asking me questions. I swear to God, y'all, I wear earbuds. I go grocery shopping. I don't hardly ever go grocery shopping, so I don't even look like I know what I'm doing. Somebody will walk up, tap me, and ask me where something is. And I take an earbud out to even answer them. Of course, you know me, I'm going to be nice and I'm going to be accommodating. But like, I'm always triggered at the grocery store to be agitated, irritated, frustrated, impatient, those things. Go to your car the next time that's happening. Do that now process. That's an amazing time to do it. And I'll say one last thing on feelings and I'm going to get out of here, because I know I'm running long on y'all. The other thing that it does for you is it allows you to start understanding all the different emotions that you do have. A lot of times people will tell me, I don't have very many emotions. You're probably not paying attention. The human body has a lot of emotions. And so what we do is we increase the vocabulary, we increase the awareness of them. And the more you do that now process, you'll start noticing a feeling coming on before it even gets in full effect. You'll be like, oh, I'm starting to get agitated. That happened to me yesterday. I was going into a full day of meetings and I was very agitated. I had a lot of like thoughts about having back-to-back meetings all day long. And I noticed I was getting agitated. So I felt the feeling coming on and I was like, I'm getting agitated. I know I don't want to spend my day in this state. So I need to figure out now what's causing it to just get started. So I addressed it when it was a whisper, because I'm so used to knowing what agitation feels like in my body. That's when you get better and better at navigating your life. All right, I think I've said enough. Y'all have a great night, or a crying sad night, whatever you need to have night, just have it. Just please, y'all, if you can, if you find yourself wanting to eat, try some of this first. If you find yourself eating, be willing to stop and just say, like, in this moment, like, I love myself enough to stop. If I need to go back to it, I can, but let me at least try to feel a feeling. And so I hope it helps. Bye, y'all.